This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. If you don't have any goals, then you probably don't have any problems in your life, right? If you're just sitting there like a bump on a log, then you're living the life that a lot of people want. They don't want any problems, no stress. They just want to exist, kind of like the old bump on the log, yep, or a bunch of cockroaches. However, maybe that's extreme, but you know what I'm saying. Setting goals. My goal is to have problems discussed on this program and solutions for the problems, as much as anything else. A lot of things. I have a lot of goals here to bring you with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, issues of the day. So, Jennifer, in your mind, what's the most important trending story at the moment?
Well, oh, gosh. Trending for me is that we've had some earthquakes in California, so that's actually shifted people's attention. Otherwise, I
pardon
think
the pun.
I get it. See, it's been shaking things up. Otherwise, I think it's the amount of money that's going into the stimulus for these different phases of economic relief that's going out to individuals and small businesses. Obviously, we've heard that there's a deal on a fourth phase that'll help replenish the payment or the payroll protection plan, but also gives money for testing in hospitals. But at the same time, because I am a conservative, the idea that we're putting ourselves so much further in debt, and I understand it's necessary in a time like this, but how are we ever going to dig out of this?
Is it necessary? Is the question? Are all these events, or all these actions, or all of these avoidances, or all of the measures that have been taken, are they all necessary? I think that's a question.
Well, and we can debate. We can debate that. But yeah. I think the idea is it is what it is right now. We live in reality.
We've
right now.
The
government
into it.
Locally,
yes, right.
Yeah, the locally and at the federal level have all said stay home. And so when the government tells you to stay home, then of course they're going to have to provide you with some relief. And so obviously, this is that necessary evil that follows it. So whether or not we think it's the right path we went down, it's not even it. It's just where we are. And I don't know. I mean, this is a lot of debt we're racking up.
Well, it's not only that, but the pent-up frustrations of people who, you know, have problems with jobs. They've lost their jobs, can't pay their bills. But just being cooped up in the confines of homes or apartments or just whatever the small little corner of the world you have that you call your own, that's leading to people getting pretty angry. And with all the guns that have been sold in the last 2 or 3 months, and with the kinds of thinking that some crazy people have, you know, there have been some predictions if this stuff doesn't sort of get itself sorted out by summertime when it gets hot. That's the thing that sort of bothers me about this. Have we gone one step too far? Have we become so aligned with government and control? Have we given up too much in order to, you know, deal with this situation? And I have my own feelings. My feelings and my thoughts have changed. They go up and they go down depending on the gradient information that comes from sources in which I believe or to which I believe. There are a lot of sources for information that I don't believe based on my own experience of having been close to this, doing talk radio programs since 1974, being somebody who looks at lots of different sites every day and used to read lots of different newspapers every day. I've never been one to really watch the news on television. I like the news. I ran the news station in Boston for almost 2 years, and it changed my focus, actually, on how I got information personally, because I watched how the newsroom worked, and I watched how, you know, I've been a newsman before I went into the management of the news station. I was a newsman. I've done just about everything there is in broadcasting, and I think that's how I sharpened my skills at finding information, looking for places that don't necessarily show up on the front page of you know, the source material that you see there is often other reporters reporting on what other reporters have said or what they find. Very little investigative journalism that goes on these days. And so we tend to, you know, like today, excuse me, this week, there'll be this whole thing. World Health Organization says it came from a bat. Well, if you really know about the World Health Organization, this is why most people don't know, and they haven't made it their business, and I guess should they? Their life doesn't depend on what the World Health Organization is all about, or does it? In this circumstance, all these people that at the CDC, many of the health so-called experts who follow the recommendations of the CDC or any of these other people who then follow the recommendations of the World Health Organization, who obviously are in the pocket of the Chinese government.
Well, it looks, so, I mean, to me, you know, from like a 30,000-foot view of this, the World Health Organization clearly has very, very strong ties to China. And if China can convince the world that this came from animals, then you can't sue China. And we know how many countries are already lined up with lawsuits to sue China for loss of business and loss of life and things like that. So if the World Health Organization gets on board and says, yeah, this came from animals and there's nothing that the Chinese government could have done or blah, blah, blah.
But who believes that?
All this, a lot of people, you would be surprised. People think I'm a kook, and you guys know, like, I am not a tinfoil hat person
at all. You've become kookier since you've been around us, though.
Yeah, it happens to all of us, Victoria.
But it's amazing how many people think that I'm just crazy for saying, you know, this came from a lab.
The research is coming out on our side to actually say what we thought all along is actually true. I think... As a realist,
and be trying to stop that, Jennifer, the World Health Organization is trying to put the brakes on it.
Right.
Because there is more and more and more evidence that suggests that it actually did come out of that lab.
Absolutely. Follow Tom Cotton, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I know Tom Cotton's a Republican, but he's really at the forefront of this China thing. Follow all the stuff that he's been getting.
The senator from Tennessee?
He's from Arkansas, I think,
Arkansas.
Tom Cotton.
Okay. Yep,
yeah,
okay.
So follow him, and you'll see all of this information that's coming out. He's been kind of leading the charge in Congress in a bipartisan way against China. But I don't know how realistic it is for individuals or for corporations or even for states to sue China, which is what is – that's kind of the movement. I don't know how realistic
you know
that
it
is
does,
that you're
Jennifer,
going to get paid out, but we've got to get our companies out of China.
Attention.
We have to move them.
Yes, it gives you attention. Focus on China and what they're about. Even if we can't win the suit, you get into the weeds with how bad these people are, what bad people they are.
Instead, let's incentivize.
Government.
So if you're a state, or if you're the federal government, start incentivizing people to come back to business here.
That takes leadership. That takes people getting off of their duffs. Stop the fight and realize what
and stop
is...
Stop thinking if you say America first, that somehow means that you're a Trump supporter. If you can't
a MAGA.
It is not. This is where it gets really dangerous. There are a lot of people out there who at least present like they're rooting against the country because they don't want to look like they're on Team Trump. That's stupid. You need to root for Team America, and you need to move your businesses back from China to this country, and that will hurt them the most. And we've got to stop taking out loans and debt, and it's just all of
We haven't borrowed any money for this. They're just printing it.
I know, but that's no good.
It's not going to help us out any. The clip of the day, podcast at djvshow.com, answers the question, will Bon Jovi be paying your bills during the pandemic? Find out the answer to that and some other interesting things anecdotally. Podcast clip of the day at djvshow.com. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. I'd like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns. Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. carrying a very positive, very important message in this time. Lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 18 after five, sitting in Doug, 18 after the hour on the DJV program. So El Presidente and El Prime Ministero have joined together to combat the virus. Apparently Boris and the Donald are working together. Cooperate, and they had a phone conversation. Those kind of conversations, I'd love to be a bird on the wall or a bee or a fly or something to hear what these guys talk about and what they, you know, do people listen? Is there somebody listening into every conversation these guys have, no matter what it is, no matter to whom it is?
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why should there be? Why couldn't they just have a private conversation?
Well, I think for national security purposes, right?
It's part of the public record.
Well, it has. So then Trump wouldn't say, hey, that wife you've got now is pretty hot.
That's why I have a real problem with, like, so Nancy Pelosi deleted some tweets, not to boomerang this about Nancy, but just give me a minute. Nancy Pelosi deleted some tweets about her saying that people, it's totally safe to go to Chinatown. Come on out. She deleted that. I don't think that that should be deleted. I think that the president's tweets, that any elected representative, that becomes part of the record.
Okay.
So, it's just like phone conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Deleted tweets.
Like,
I mean, Trump has deleted tweets, but they, you know, tweets
are
there.
I don't think
they
should.
They go, you know, they don't ever go away. That they're very easily, you know, they resurface all the time.
If you're publicly tweeting, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like
a phone call. That should be the rule.
It's a record. Yeah.
All right. A couple of things with regard to the government. Tax returns are piling up at the IRS. They haven't gotten yours back yet. Don't hold your breath because the virus has put a stop on most everything. The IRS, I don't even know what they're doing at the IRS. Are they just closed
Everyone's
down?
Working from home. Yeah, they're working. The IRS agents who do the processing, they're working from home.
Wow.
So, but the one piece of advice is file electronically. It's the fastest way that they can process your claim and you'll get your refund faster. It might take a while, but
Government News Census Bureau says it needs 4 more months for the count because of the virus. Getting population data. Those spots are running everywhere, too, right? Radio, television, fill out the census so we have enough money going to your schools that are all closed down. Okay. There you go. That's your government at work for you, folks. 21 after.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doesn't sound like music from West Side Story, so I'm going to guess this is Ed Sheeran.
It is.
Okay. Warner Music is hosting a virtual musical festival, Play On Fest. Going to raise money for the WA. Well, I don't even want to talk about the World Health Organization. Can we do stories that don't have to do with this?
Because this is a separate COVID solidarity response fund. So this is separate from the organization's organization. This is a fund that's actually helping people on the front line. So that's why every artist on the planet is raising money for it.
I'll take
your word
for it.
I get what you're saying, and I agree with you, but this is a separate thing.
Cardi B, Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Panic at the Disco, Green Day, Coldplay, 21 Pilots, Weezer, David Guetta, Charlie Puth, and some more people are performing. The majority of this legendary footage has never and will never be available again anywhere online. I guess LL Cool J is going to kick off the festival, which includes a look back at the late Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap album at the Hollywood Palladium back in 2018. So if you're a fan, you can tune in this weekend at playonfest.com. That's playonfest.com. And also via Songkick's YouTube. Festival will raise money through Click to Donate Links, exclusive Play On Fest merchandise collection. So,
this is really cool because if you have never been able to see Ed Sheeran, which I have not seen him live, or Panic at the Disco or Coldplay, those tickets are expensive and a lot of people have not been able to see them live. So to watch these performances of concerts that we would never have access to, I think it's a really cool thing that they're, you know, making this public now for a limited time.
Yeah, good idea. All right, and supportive again, not necessarily WHO, but of the relief. This is the Solidarity Response Fund that gets the benefit of this. April 24th to the 26th. 72 hours straight. There it is. All right. Next up here is another focus on the celebration, but this one is done by some of Broadway's brightest lights, and Meryl Streep, Patti LuPone are involved in this as well. Celebration of one of the Great White Way's most beloved lyricists and composers, Stephen Sondheim, be this Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Take Me to the World, a Sondheim 90th birthday celebration. And here is the aforementioned West Side Story. By the way, the new version of this being done by Spielberg, going to have all the original music, right? How can it be West Side Story without the music?
Do we know what the story is? All the original, everything, right? Didn't Chucker tell us that it's the same script?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep. Okay, good. Anyway, this is this Take Me to the World of Sondheim birthday celebration has featured appearances with Meryl Streep, Bernadette Peters, Patti LuPone, Audra McDonald, Mandy Patinkin, Christine Baranski. Wow, this is an interesting group of people. I think, for my taste, I think Meryl Streep is a great actress. Sometimes I think she plays it up a little. But Bernadette Peters is fabulous. Mandy Patinkin is one of our best, I think. There's something about him that I find in the... he's been with... what's her face? On Homeland for, what is that, 7, 8 years that's been on the air? And I think he's played that.
Yeah, I've never seen that show, but he's a great actor. I love watching that.
You would like that show. You and your husband should get that show and watch it.
Is that the one with Claire Danes?
Yeah, Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin. I was trying to think of her.
My mom loves that show.
Yeah, it's a very good show. And then Baranski's in this. She's a late bloomer, but man, is she a great actress. I think she's...
Well, she started on Broadway, actually.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she's an early bloomer on Broadway. Yeah, she transitioned over to TV and movies.
Kristen Chenoweth also is quite a Broadway presence now. Anyway, this company's taking part in a free virtual concert, which will screen on Broadway.com YouTube channel on the 50th anniversary, the opening night of Sondheim's musical company, April 26, 1970.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying it was a bipartisan effort that led to passage in the Senate yesterday of a new small business coronavirus relief package.
I'd especially like to thank Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Senate for passing this. I'd also like to thank Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi, who have been working with us round the clock as well.
But partisan bickering continues as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats held up the passage of the bill for partisan reasons. Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, say it was really just to make it a better bill.
We want to be sure that there is safety in the workplace, that people are not laid off, that they have their jobs, they're employed, that their pensions are protected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
President Trump sending well wishes to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. During a briefing yesterday, the commander-in-chief was asked about reports that Kim is in serious condition with a health problem. Trump saying that he's had a good relationship with him to the benefit of the U.S., and that America would be at war with North Korea if he wasn't president. Reports coming out on Monday describing Kim as being in as much as grave condition after some sort of surgery earlier this month. Harvard University is rejecting claims that it took money from the Paycheck Protection Program. On Twitter, the Ivy League school has declared it never even applied for money. It came up during a White House briefing when President Trump said that it wouldn't be right and that he would ask for it to be returned. Harvard agreed with Trump, noting instead it was given money through the CARES Act Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund. And more people than ever are spending their time binge-watching TV. Netflix adding 16 million new subscribers between January and March. That's double what some analysts were expecting. The most popular programs, the original movie Spencer Confidential, and the documentary Tiger King, of course. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, focused on, I guess we haven't had some food news for quite a while, Victoria, frankly, and I'm looking around at a couple of things.
Because there's food shortage news.
This is right. Well, no shortage of controversy around Land O'Lakes butter and having the Native American logo for as many years as they have. What, 100 years, I think, they've had that. That logo, the Native American woman. So now, it's all but forgotten, right? They're all gone. What are they? Have they cut it out already?
Is it common knowledge that the Native American woman on the box is named Mia? Because I never knew that. I never knew she had a name.
I just thought it was a woman Indian.
So anyway, but her name's Mia, and now she's no longer on the box. So we learned her name just in time to say goodbye. They said that they have they're gradually rolling out for their 100th anniversary. They actually want to change the image to reflect the farmers, because apparently it's a farmer-owned company, or farmers have a share in the company.
Maybe we should sell your image, Doug. You could just be Doug the Farmer instead of
Mia,
the Indian.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a farmer co-op. like the
Yeah, so they said the new packaging is, it says, quote, proud to be farmer-owned. As a farmer-owned co-op, we stand together to bring you the very best in dairy. So that's going to be the new packaging. And instead of Mia, the Native American woman, you'll now see pictures of real farmers. So, Doug, you should get on there as a dairy farmer. So it's a Minnesota-based dairy company, which I also did not know that it's from Minnesota. But they talked about it, I think in January, February, they were talking about changing up the logo, and now it's gradually rolling out. So it should be a completely brand new packaging by the end of this year. So you'll still see Mia, the Native American woman, on some packages, but moving forward, I never understand. Like, I don't know. The Native Americans didn't have dairy cows.
No.
Buffalo, so it's a totally different animal. I don't even understand the correlation.
It's taking liberties, let's put it that way.
A lot of liberties.
Taking advantage of what people
but
don't
isn't
know.
But because it's like land of lakes? I mean, isn't it like probably something from...
Lakes don't have anything to do with dairy? Like, I don't know. It's a weird...
Well, they kind of do. There's some good farmland around the lakes. But it's what this brings up for me... is something that is more than a pet peeve. The reality of what's going on with dairy farmers in America is such a disgrace, and they're falling by the wayside by the hundreds every month. I don't know where we're going to get our milk from. These horrible places that have 15,000, 20,000 cows, you know, their average slaughter rate per day is 400 cows, and these places that have thousands, they kill 400 cows a day that they don't, and they run them through the most cows. Have and when I was milking Jerseys, the average lactation was probably 7, 8, maybe 9. We had some cows that had 12 calves, 13 calves over the course of their lives, and these cows are 2 or 3 lactations, and they've killed them. And it's incredible. Not only that, but the quality of the milk. You hear me talk about that all the time, and you can hear me get into it really more in detail when you listen to the podcast of my American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, talking about issues of food, family, and the farm. And here's another one that goes back. Please go to, if you have your Facebook account, Victoria doesn't, but Jennifer, you have. If you have a Facebook account, you have a moment. Go to Facebook.com/Argus911. Argus911 was a Facebook account set up by a young woman when she was in school, and she used it to monitor boys. Now she's grown up as an adult, and she uses it to monitor what's going on in her community. And a recent post dated March 25th starts out with, "Can you please look into Smithfield?" And this was aimed at the local newspaper, which is the Argus Leader. They have investigated and come up with a story of what actually has happened. Now, you've heard me tell you this story before, but now here it is in print for all the world to see what the Chinese government and the Wuhan food business, which bought Smithfield about 3.5 years ago. Smithfield Foods, their pork processing plants, the largest in the world. You've heard perhaps of what happened in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the town basically is shut down because they have pretty much everybody who works in the plant. I think there are 2,300 workers there, 2,400 workers. They all have the coronavirus. So they closed down the plant. And so what's happened to the supply of pork in this country, and also they're supplying themselves, obviously, in China with pork because their pork is no good. What I learned from this, not only is there a problem with the people that work there, but the conditions, apparently. Now people have been looking into the plant itself and what has happened, what has changed since the Chinese owned it. They kill 20,000 hogs a day there. Just imagine that. Just think about what kind of an atmosphere. I mean, I don't slaughter any of my animals. Yeah, if you have meat, you got to slaughter the animals. And that's why I don't eat meat, because I know what goes on, excuse me, at these plants. I don't even want to talk about it because it makes me sick to my stomach. But this is the largest employer in the city. This is the largest, this is an 8-story building on the Big Sioux River. It's the biggest hog processing facility in the country. I think it may be in the world. And they've started to look into Smithfield Foods and what goes on. If you look at this Argus 911 or the newspaper accounts and what goes on there, apparently because there are 40,000 American farmers that are in the pork business, and most of them, unfortunately, sell their stuff to these guys unless it's locally, you know, some butcher gets a hold of it. But Smithfield has a lock on the production of pork. Jimmy, you know, you hear Jimmy Dean with all those spots on TV, Jimmy Dean sausage and all that other stuff. That's there's a business relationship where they get their pork is the same place that Smithfield. It all comes from the same place. And I, just looking at this thing, it makes my their biggest customer, Smithfield's biggest customer, other than themselves and the Chinese government, is Walmart. And here we go again, around and around in that damn circle of what Walmart sells and how the cheap, you know, everything's got to be cheap. And I know that you justify this, and I understand that, Victoria. You know, people don't have money, so they go to Walmart to buy stuff. But
well,
I want
it's not
people
even just
to
that. It's that Walmart is the only thing. I mean, when I was on Sirius
because they
Radio,
run everybody
we were,
else in town out of business.
Well,
that's
no,
why they're the only thing in town.
Well, no, it's beyond that. It's when I was on Sirius and we had people calling in, they'd say the only place to get groceries was an hour and a half away at Walmart. It's not just because Walmart has nothing
in
else
rural
in
America.
Town. Rural America, yeah. We had every day we had people calling up saying, "Oh my God, I listen to you guys because I'm driving an hour and a half each way to Walmart." It's not just a money thing; it's just an availability thing in rural America.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. The whole thing disgusts me, frankly, that we've let them get into everything. They're in everything, except for a new brand of wine, the quarantine wine from Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Have you seen this, Jennifer?
Yeah, it's a good idea. They're donating all the proceeds to people who need it after COVID-19. Yeah. It's their own label, and they're calling it, isn't it quarantine wine, I think? Something
yeah,
like that?
They call it, yeah. All the money's going to four different charities that focus on the coronavirus situation. More drinking.
Well, people are already doing it, so you might as well tell people that they're drinking for a good cause.
Kutcher starts off saying, "Unprecedented times call for," and then Mila Kunis interrupts, "More drinking!"
That's true.
So that's what's going on, I guess, right? There's the wine you can look for. In a moment, we're going to work over the SBA thing affects so many small businesses. The lady who runs the Small Business Council is Karen Kerrigan. She's been on the program before. We're going to talk to her about some of the updates, what things are necessary for us to know about some of these economic injury disaster loans. Up next here on the DJV Show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 44 at the hour on the DJV program. The aforementioned Karen Kerrigan has joined us. She is the leader of the small business, I was going to say Small Business Administration. You don't want that handle, do you?
I was getting a lot of phone calls about the status of EIDL and PPP loans.
Yes, I know. Well, you're doing that anyway as the Small Business Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurial. Say that again, Doug. Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council. That's the official name of your organization, right?
That's right, or you can just say SBE Council. That makes it easier, Doug.
The SBE Council. All right, that's very good. So the PPP money is out now. There's a new, the Senate apparently has passed a small business relief bill to go into phase two of this. The question about the EIDL funds that apparently got hacked or somehow or other info on a number of thousands of people who had applied for the EIDL program. The next person that came in to apply saw the last person's information. What more do you know about that, if anything, Karen?
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, a few of our members The SBE Council received letters from the SBA, some of them earlier this week, about this. They're not saying, publicly they're not calling it a breach, but in the letter they actually call it a breach. And this occurred at the end of March. Letters went out April 13th, and some of my members received those letters on April 20th. So we have quite a long duration of time between then and when that data exposure occurred and when our members knew about it. So, you know, the SBA said, look, we immediately shut down the program. You know, we're giving you free access to this, you know, service that will monitor things. But, you know, it's just another problem, you know, with the EIDL in terms of the SBA not really being able to handle the volume, the capacity, but obviously the security of data as well. It's just a really old system that wasn't meant, you know,
for this
type of program.
Right.
So, as long as we're
talking about the EIDL thing, that supposedly is a $10,000 program which most businesses can apply for that doesn't have to be paid back. I know a lot of people who have applied. They don't know anything. They haven't heard anything. Maybe there's a little trickle of money. What do you know about that? What can people who have filed for this, businesses who have filed for the $10,000, expect to happen in the near term to their application?
That $10,000 is not going to be $10,000 because new rules came out that said, look, because of the popularity and the demand in the program, we're sort of scaling back that advance to $1,000 per employee. Well, this is all surprise news to a lot of our members and small businesses who are counting on that $10,000
right.
to sort of carry them through the month. So, but still, look at, you know, there was $400 billion in demand for that program. Mm-hmm. It was a $10 billion program. In this new bill, there'll be an additional $60 billion put into that program. But still, you have the problem of the huge demand. And you're right. I mean, a lot of these people who applied just said, well, do I have to apply again now? Where am I in the queue? I didn't receive any notice. So all I can say is that, you know, apply again or just do what you can to track it down. But at this point, I know with our members, they sort of moved on and said, look, we're going for other looking for other sources, you know, of capital if
all
you can find it to carry us through.
You mean borrowing money or other government programs?
Well, either government programs or seeing what they can do in the private capital market, seeing, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many programs now that have emerged at the local and state level of investors, groups that have come together, you know, to provide grants to small businesses. So, you know, the market has evolved in a way where, you know, you've got a big local response to helping small businesses as well. And, you know, we've sort of pivoted our efforts toward incentivizing that type of investment and that type of capital formation to help these small businesses. But
all right, so where do you send people? Where would you? I know you have a regular presentation, Facebook Live presentation, a discussion that you do on Wednesdays, I think, right? From 11 to noon? Isn't that what you're pretty much doing to help the people that belong to your organization with ideas like this?
Yes, I mean, well, two things. One, sign up for our e-news, sbecouncil.org. You can do that for free, our Small Business Insider. And we give you a lot of tips and updates. And, you know, this $300 billion that's coming down the pike in PPP, for example, we're saying don't put all your eggs in one PPP basket. You know, go to fintech leaders, the Intuits and the PayPals of the world, because they've been approved to provide these loans. So go to a few other resources besides, you know, your primary lender. The other thing is, yes, tomorrow, actually, April 23rd, we do have a Facebook Live discussion on reopening the economy and what you need to do to prepare, because it's happening whether people are debating this or not.
Right, I know it is.
Yeah.
All right, so the Facebook page is what?
It is SBE Council. If you go to Facebook, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, you'll be able to find our schedule event at SBEcouncil.org. We also have information on the website.
Karen Kerrigan, thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for our weekly visit from the friendly, the effervescent, Warren Eckstein, who is the best friend of all the dogs that I know, including his own. My dog loves him. It's just the smell, right? Isn't it people, the dogs react to your smell? You think that's what it is?
A lot of people react to my smell. Dog.
Yes, that's right. That's why there's a 6 foot difference. You know, if I were going to lunch with you, you'd have to sit at a table. You'd be 6 feet apart and exercising the cone of the virus rules and regulations. I think last week we talked about whether dogs can carry it or give it to you, and I think we decided that they probably can't. Right? Isn't that what we came away with in that discussion?
Yeah, but you know, there's been some interesting news that maybe cats and ferrets can get some form. So you know,
the cat family seems to be vulnerable to it, right?
Common sense, just wash your hands. Just don't pet other people's pets. Stay at home if you're not. I mean, if people would just follow common sense, including with their pets. In other words, I see people when I'm walking their dogs in front of my house in Santa Monica. They're not wearing a mask. They're letting their dogs play with other dogs. They're talking to each other. I mean, people are letting this go a little bit too easy, and I'm afraid we're going to see it start transferring because veterinarians now are just overwhelmed by people asking that same question: Can my dog get it? Can I get it from my dog? Can I get it from my cat? So it's you still got to remain that caution.
What's the main, during all of this, what's the most frequently asked question on your Saturday weekend radio program, The Pet Show? Is there one consistent question that regards this particular, the episodic adventure of the virus?
You know, besides the fact, can I get it from my dog, it's what about, can I get it from touching a dog or touching someone else's dog? And the research I've been reading, I just read some last night, that because the fur on a dog is so different, it's kind of hard for a virus to stay in there. So the chances of you getting it from a dog are pretty slim. So I would not be overly concerned about that. However, at this point, if my neighbor's walking their dog and I go outside, I'm not petting their dog at this point. I'm just being overcautious, but I think that's the best way to approach it.
All right, dogs and their behavior. Actually, this week we've seen the dog, what's the Bulldog Day? Yesterday was Bulldog Day, National Bulldog Day. Did you see some of the pictures around? I actually posted pictures in the Doggy Dates. People where Daisy goes for her exercise every day posted picture of her as their representative of the bulldog. And it's, just looking at pictures. Some of these dogs.
You know, I just love bulldogs.
I know.
They all look like they chase parked cars. I just love those mugs on them. I mean, it's those pushed-in faces. Yeah.
I know.
So kissing.
All right. Here's the story of Ariana Grande, who's so attached to her dogs. She has had a lot of problems with anxiety and depression. You probably talked about that on your program. She flew her dogs on a private jet to Glasgow, Scotland, when she was performing there. I think it was late last year, early this year. She has the names of her dogs tattooed on her left foot. So one wonders.
You have a problem with that, though? You have a problem with a tattoo of a dog on a leg or a foot?
No, Warren, no. No. But in terms of bad behavior, you often say it's not the dogs that are misbehaving, it's their parents, their guardians, their owners who are misunderstanding them. Is that true still? Do you think
there's no such thing as a bad dog. It's just dogs that are brought up the wrong way. I honestly believe in that. Having trained 40,000, take it from me, I'm telling you the truth here. Now what we're going to start to see is because so many people are spending time at home with their pets, and their pets are getting used to having their people around, I'll tell you where the behavior is going to come in. When this all ends and people go back to work, I'm going to get inundated with people calling me with dog suffering, with separation anxiety, abandonment issues, based on... So even now with my own dogs, I'm making sure that I leave them in the house, I go out in the yard for an hour or two, just so I don't overcompensate by being with them 24/7. And that's some advice that everyone should take out there.
Well,
I know you love being with your dogs, but make sure you give a little separation.
So that's what I think her going to the doggy park, she's with me a lot. Victoria thinks that she's too dependent on me because when I'm not there, she can't get at me. She whines a little bit. She's not been...
Well, I mean, you admitted that you leave her in the car when you go to watch a movie in the movie theater. I mean, that's not normal.
Well, she likes to go with me. She'd rather be with me in
the
car or whatever. So, all right, so better off to leave her home. What's your advice, Warren, on something like
that? I would go move to Houston where you can take her to the theater with you. No, there's actually a theater in Houston where you can take your dog.
Really?
There are. You can take your dog. I'm not going to take sides here, but I kind of agree with Victoria because I don't believe any dog. There was just today, I'm just reading a story this morning out of, I think it was out of Oklahoma or maybe California, actually San Francisco, where a nurse working with the COVID patients had left her dog in the yard, and it was a beautiful six-month-old puppy, and it was just stolen out of her backyard. So dogs stolen out of backyards and cars happens. Leave your dog at home. They're better off that way.
All right. That's Warren's last appearance on the DJV program. It was nice knowing you, Warren. Have a nice life. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. I'll take his advice because his advice is great, seriously. 59 past the hour. That's why he's here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.